Hello and welcome to this, the second pilot of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I've done a bit of reorganisation and reorganised the information in the podcast based on feedback from you, the listeners, so I hope you like it. As always, I'm looking for topics relevant to small business on bookkeeping and payroll that you would like to hear being discussed. And I want lots of questions on practical, real areas that you want answers for in your business, such as what is the best way to file purchase invoices? How do I deal with insurance payments that are spread over two financial years? How do I deal with sales reps who won't file their expenses at a time? Things like that. You send them on to me at bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. That's BOOKKEEPING pod, P-O-D, cast, C-A-S-T, all one word, bookkeeping podcast, @gmail.com. Your name won't be released, so you won't be embarrassed with what you might think is a silly question. But I especially want those silly questions that you think are stupid, because everyone else thinks they're not stupid and silly but really brilliant, and will be delighted that you asked them, and that they'll now have an answer. So, come on, send them on in. So a little bit of news. Let's say the Revenue Commissioners send out an e-brief every few days. They vary week to week. And in December and early January, there was 10 of them. We had things like individuals described as locums engaged in the fields of medicine, healthcare and pharmacy, which is actually an important one. Capital gains tax, compulsory purchase, Section 542(1)(d), Tax Consolidation Act 1997, disposal by farmers of land for road building, clarification of the rate of CGT. Now, a lot of them aren't really relevant to bookkeepers per se, but they can be interesting. Number 87 was important end of year information for relevant contracts, tax contractors. So if you're involved there with RCT, have a read of that one. Very important to make sure that you fill it out correctly. And there's a few other, but there was 10 in total there, but another one is they've moved the Ross homepage. That was www.ross.ie. It's now on www.revenue.ie. So they'll redirect you anyway to the revenue website, but that's where it's being moved to. Everything's the same. You still log in the same way. The link is at the bottom of the screen. Now, payroll people, just to remind you again, that e-brief number 85 on locums in doctor surgeries is very important, and read it closely. It may affect the way you pay and tax locums. And I've put the link to that particular e-brief on the Bookkeeping Podcast website, which is bookkeepingpodcast.ie. This is all to do with, do you stick them under PAYE or do they send you an invoice and you pay them? So give it a read. And again, those of you involved with issuing and receiving RCT forms, all this withholding tax stuff, give a read of the e-brief number 87. Now, a bit of software news. There's many small programs running on your computer that are vitally important, but you never think about them, such as Flash. It's a Flash player that they play those snazzy videos you see on websites. Or the Adobe Reader, and that lets you read PDF documents, and these are being constantly updated, and usually because of security issues. So when you get an information box on your screen saying they need to be updated, well, update them, because somebody may be able to hack into your machine if you don't. So here are some of the latest updates you should have. Windows updates for XP and Vista. You usually get this little pop-up in the bottom of the corner saying you have updates. Now, to make sure that this happens all the time, make sure you've turned on automatic updates. And if you can't find out where that is, give your IT person or a friend who knows something about computers a call and say, how do I turn on automatic updates? Because it is vital. Now, I mean, I can't emphasize this enough, vital to keep these things up to date. Make sure that nobody hacks into your computer, takes all your data, robs it, erases it. Because think of what would happen then. Flash, that Flash player, well, there's been a few updates for that, so you can get that at adobe.com, www.adobe.com, and get the Flash player. Java, that's another thing that you get, especially when you're surfing the internet, when you're with your Internet Explorer or Firefox or Safari browser. They're now on version 6 update 17, so go check that out. The Adobe Reader itself, all those things that reads PDFs, this portable document format, that's been updated to version 9.3. So go again, that's another Adobe program, so adobe.com. The payroll, check your payroll for some software updates. We're in a new year, and again, there's been a few little things. I know Thesaurus had to do a quick update there because of the stuff had to be calculated. So they had to do a little quick fix there because of the revenue commissioners getting their acts together. And also to make sure that you have all your correct employee credits, log into the ROS service. Remember, it's on the revenue.ie website now. And download those updates. And very important, remember that VAT rate changed on the 1st of January from 21.5% back to 21%. So make sure your software has the right rate and that you're invoicing at the right rate. So there's a bit of news for you. Now, what I want to talk really about this time is using some free spreadsheet software. Things like OpenOffice, Google Docs, and Zoho. You may not have heard of any of them. You may have heard of Gmail, which is from Google, which links again to Google Docs. OpenOffice, Google Docs, and Zoho, they all have these spreadsheet, word processing, PowerPoint presentation modules. And they're extremely similar to Microsoft Office. The best thing about these things is they're all free. OpenOffice compares really well with Microsoft Office. It must be installed like Microsoft on your computer, but it is free and can open and save all Excel and Word files. So you can take from your clients their files, work on them, and send them back to it. And you can download that from www.openoffice.org. That's OPEN, Open Office, OFFICE.org, .org. So it's all one word, openoffice.org. And they're at version 3 now, so it's been around a while. It's been tried and tested, and I have to say it's quite good. Now, Google Docs and Zoho do not require anything to be downloaded. They just work in your web browser. That's like Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari. You simply go online, go to Google Docs or Zoho, click on the icon, and you're up and running with a spreadsheet. If you've ever used Yahoo Mail, Hotmail, or Gmail, it all works in the same way. You've nothing to download. It's there in front of you on screen. So this gives you the advantage that you can run it on a slow computer. And the real thing is you can run it from any computer, anywhere, any place, any time, once you have a broadband connection. Because it's all stored up there, what do they call, on the cloud, on the internet. So no matter where you go, those files, those programs are with you. So if you're at home, the office, in a client's office, on the road, you have access to all your spreadsheets and documents. And yes, the documents are out there on the internet, but they're secured and accessible by only those that you share, or if you want to, you just keep them to yourself. But there are methods now of, if you want to share some files with other people, you can share them out and they can also get access to them. Zoho, Z-O-H-O, that's how it's pronounced, and Zoho.com is where you can find it. Well, it has many more modules, that's programs, than both Microsoft Office and OpenOffice. And it charges for some of them, but it's usually only after you have more than 3 users. But up to that level, it's free. Brilliant stuff. You can't really complain about it, especially since it's free and easily accessible. And with Zoho and Google Docs, you can also share documents online with clients for free. So if you're putting, let's talk about, I use Google Docs spreadsheets, and what I'm going to do is talk about that and how I've used them. And it's great for sharing a spreadsheet online. So what you could do is stick the spreadsheet up there, get your client, they have to have now a Gmail account, so make sure, because it's a Google program, they need Google Mail, which is called Gmail, and they need to set up an account so they can log in. But once they've logged in and you share out a file using their email address, you just go to the file, say, this person I want to be able to see and share this. You can tell them that they can have read-only access or full read-write. But what's the great thing about this? Well, you can get your clients to fill in information onto this spreadsheet for you. So it's good for timesheets. So if every week you're doing payroll for a client and you're chasing them all the time and they're faxing you stuff over, well, what you do is you tell them, here, go online, open up that spreadsheet. There's all the names of the staff. And if you have any new staff ones, please stick them on there with their PPS numbers. Give me their hours and I can just simply go online and take the information down from the spreadsheet, put it into the payroll program, and hey presto, I'm up and running and you have your payroll. If you also want to, you can use it for them to fill out their check payments. So they might be faxing you over all the checks that they've done every week. Well, forget about that. Get them to fill out the spreadsheet. There's no emailing involved. Like if you've given them an Excel spreadsheet and told them to send that to me every week, as soon as they put one up, write something up onto the spreadsheet, well, you can see it straight away. Same thing with tills receipts. Recording the money coming into the business, they can type it into the spreadsheet and it's there for you to check out whatever time. And because if you're self-employed, working for yourself, you may not be working 9 to 5, so it's handy that the stuff is there for you when it suits you. So if you're one of those people that can't sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning and you fancy doing payroll or check payments or till receipts reconciliations, the information is there for you. They can also list all their sales invoices and purchase invoices. So get them to stick it up on the spreadsheet, and that leaves you to be able to calculate their VAT returns. Again, there's no paper being faxed to you. There's no spreadsheets being emailed to you. They've typed it up there. They have their broadband connection. They have their Gmail account. They can also use Gmail to email it to you, so there's nothing complicated about that, but then you're not needing to email it because it's up there. But if they wanted to send you any documents, well, they have a full email as a side effect of signing up for Google Docs. Now, while I'm not a fan of doing your accounts with a spreadsheet, for some small businesses it can work. So you could set up a spreadsheet for them where they just put in the numbers and they automatically get then a weekly, monthly accounts, and you can check them all the time, keep up to date with what's going on, fix it for them if necessary. Now, for very small businesses, as I said, spreadsheets, they can work. But as the business grows, you really have to move into account software. And I mean, you can get accounts offer and payroll together for now less than €300. Now, training is extra and it's essential, but if you think of the cost relative to what you're paying out, okay, sorry, those people who are running bookkeeping bureaus, you might lose a few quid here, but if you're a small business, spend the money on the accounts offer and payroll, and if you have the time, do your own stuff, but otherwise hand it off to the bookkeeping bureau, and the cost of it is negligible. There's companies like Thesaurus, Callsoft, Ashling Software, all Irish companies, and they do very inexpensive software. You can get account software and payroll for less than €300, and the training is not that expensive. Now, sorry, all you other bookkeeping and payroll software businesses out there, please forgive me for not mentioning you, but send me an email and I will add you to the list of small business software that I'm compiling for payroll and bookkeeping software in Ireland. Don't necessarily have to be Irish. I just want to know if you're selling it in Ireland. Send me an email, bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll put you on the list. Now back to online software. I have been asked to try out a beta version of Sort My Books Online. It's online bookkeeping software, that is, like Google Docs, like Zoho. It's on the internet. you can do your accounts. They're up there. It's in the cloud. So whenever you feel like doing your bookkeeping, you sit in front of your computer, power up your Internet Explorer or Firefox or Safari, sign in and start punching in your data information. And again, the great thing about this is it's up there. You can work on it from wherever you like, any computer, anytime. And the big thing that people just seem to have a mental block with all this online stuff, it's being backed up for you automatically. You don't have to worry about, do I have a disk, a CD, a USB key, another hard disk to back it up to? It's all done for you automatically. So that takes another item off your mind that you have to worry about. And at the moment, Sort My Books Online is in development, but they want people to get out there, test it for them. It's not ready for taking your data yet, but it'll give you a good idea of what accounts on the internet will be like. Now, not everybody's happy with saying, oh, I'm going to put my information out there on the cloud, up there on the internet. What happens to it? I can't see it. But then you put your email out there. You put a lot of other stuff out there. So it's secure. It's backed up. It's probably more secure than your computer, which you leave on all day. How many people have passwords on it? How many people have a password stuck on a label on their computer so anyone can come in and get into their data? How many people don't back up all their stuff? So if you're using anything like Sort My Books Online for your accounts, or Google Docs, or Zoho Online for your spreadsheets and word processing, well, they're automatically being backed up. And you can also download it if you want. If you're feeling, oh, I don't feel secure with all my stuff up there, well, you have the facility to download it all to your own computer, so it's there for you as well. But back to Sort My Books Online. Because they're an Irish company, I'm just giving them a plug. It's only in testing and it's rough around the edges. But I get out there, give it a test, sortmybooksonline.com. They're good people. And it's nice to see an Irish company trying to get out there into the export business, into the international markets. That's what we've been all told to do. So I hope now you enjoyed this short podcast. This is our second pilot. And if you have any comments, can you please send them onto me at bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. Any questions, any queries, anything else you want to see on or hear on the podcast, please send them along. And thanks very much for listening again.